It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you'd like to call in, what song is annoying and drives you crazy? I feel like a lot of kids' songs will be driving parents crazy. This story is brought up, or at least the question, I mean, is West Palm Beach, Florida has started playing children's music in their waterfront lake pavilion in hopes that it will keep the homeless people, they say, from loitering and sleeping there. The music has been described as weaponized music and a playlist of songs they play in a loop, including, this is kind of a banger, but you don't hear it all day long, It's Raining Tacos.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos.
Makes me a little hungry, but I wouldn't want to hear this all the time.
No, I've heard this song, I think, one other time in my life.
Are you a big fan of it?
No, and also it's Monday morning, so I'm just like more susceptible to being irritated. So I'm nope, this song is not doing it for me.
Let me turn that up for you. Okay, now that's a classic, but they have another song on top of that. That's one of the songs they play. Have you ever heard of this song?
Oh my God, turn it off, please.
One homeless man compared this torture, he said, compared it to torture used by the Nazis during World War II. Now, the pavilion released a statement saying, quote, "We want to make sure people paying this money had a facility that was clean and open." Because, I mean, I guess they were leaving some junk and other stuff around.
See, that just seems like inhumane to me.
What do you think they should do then?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not disagreeing. It's like, I feel bad for homeless people, and we need to help them. And the city says they want to try to help with housing for them.
Yeah, that'd be a great idea. So why doesn't the company who's trying to kick them out, maybe a lot of companies take on charitable things and, like, do initiatives. Why don't they take on the initiative to try to find housing for these homeless people?
Nikki, I got your song on right now. Is this annoying to you?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Why is this so annoying?
Because my child is almost 2, and he has listened to it in every language possible. I think his favorite is Chinese.
Well, there's a Chinese version of Baby Shark. We have to listen to that.
There is Chinese. There's Arabic. There's Hungarian. There's Spanish. Yes. He has found every language there is to listen to. And I saw him singing it in Chinese the other day.
That is hilarious.
But now, yes. Nikki, your baby knows Chinese. You should be proud.
Yeah, your baby's going to be a genius.
Yeah. If he starts speaking to me, I'm going to have no clue what he's saying.
Exactly. I'll show you, Mom and Dad, spelling words out. I'll speak in Chinese.
I mean, hey. The only words he'd be able to say are baby and shark. So you know what, though? That's that impressive.
I would say that's kind of fluent in Chinese, way more than I can.
How do you say do-do-do-do-do-do in other languages?
I think it's one of those that translates across the board. You know, it's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Kind of like I got to go take a poop.
Maybe it's like backwards, like odd, 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 odd.
Can you guys think real quick? Because I have a song off the top of my head that if you were making an annoying playlist right here.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, what is yours, Liv? What do you got?
Friday.
Oh, you don't like Rebecca Black?
No.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
I love this.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, Friday.
I mean, it sounds like a song that me and my friends would create as a joke when we were like slap happy studying for finals, like in our apartment.
I saw
like,
something.
Friday, Friday.
I saw something on BuzzFeed. Ugh. It was a story about Rebecca Black. And like, you know that like she just paid for the service that came up with the song. They shot the video and then she went viral because she was on Tosh.0.
Well, her dad paid for it.
No, but she didn't write
birthday.
The song. My wife was ripping on Rebecca Black. Guys, Rebecca Black, leave her alone.
She's the one that says Friday, like Friday, Friday.
How would you sing Friday? Go ahead, sing Friday for me, Liv.
Friday. It's Friday.
What are you, a
it's
vampire
Friday.
Over here?
Friday.
Like,
rah, it's rah, Friday. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah,
I'm here
Friday.
To suck your blood. Suck your blood. It's Friday.
I actually like the song.
I do too.
So
I think every Friday we should start playing It's Friday. That'd be pretty dope.
It Please seems no. like it'd be Liv's anthem.
I know, like the weekend's
Friday.
Here.
Friday. Weenie. Nope. Right. Thank you. Next.
Feminist right there supporting other women, I see. Do you have any other songs? No? Okay,
no,
what about you,
Porkchop?
Porkchop, you got anything else?
I've got a couple, actually.
Ooh, what do you got?
I forget what the first one I pulled up here. What
I do have another one.
Oh, do you? What is it?
It's that Flash Mob song.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is this it?
Oh, yes, this thing. Or what was it called? the challenge.
I don't know, but you're supposed to stand still. Then, like, no, it's a cut shot.
The
and
Harlem
you go crazy.
Shake.
The Harlem Shake. Yes. That's what it was.
I love the Harlem Shake. Here we go. The Harlem Shake. Oh, dude, we need to bring that back.
Like, honestly, listening to this right now, it doesn't sound that annoying. I guess what annoyed me was just the Harlem Shake part of it.
Ugh. I like that song, too, and I like the challenge.
My high school tried to get us to do it, and they tried to stay us after school 2 hours after school, after class is ended, to make
this
video.
Well, no wonder. That's why you're all butthurt by it. You didn't want to stay after school.
Man.
It's
no
fun.
No way.
All right, poor Chubb, I got your songs over here. Friends with the monster, the sun in my. What, is this just all Rihanna songs you don't like?
We have a very diverse collection.
Yeah, what is going on here? You gave me this one giant mix of audio.
Yeah, I have three songs that are just so annoying to me. You know, Friends with the Monster.
I love that song.
Like, what are you talking about?
There's Friends with the Monster. There's a monster inside her head.
She said under the bed, I thought.
Well, maybe there is a monster underneath the bed. What don't you get? She's friends with the monster.
Under her bed?
It means that she's friends with something that's bad for her, but she continues to go back to it.
What do you have against work, 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 work? There's no way you mess that song up.
It's just easy. Work, work, work,
right, it's annoying.
No, I love it. Do not diss Rihanna. Rihanna is a queen.
Who loves singing about work?
All right, hold
on,
though.
A lot of people.
Hold on, though.
Fifth Harmony.
Then you have a problem with Christmas? This is a great song.
Listen to how annoying.
The rich and the poor ones. Inclusivity on Christmas.
Porkchop does not like to include poor people,
know,
as you
clearly.
Can tell. He's an elitist.
I just don't like the kids screaming and yelling and whining. Ugh.
All Your right. children on Christmas. Jeez, have a heart.
Now, if I was going to come up with one annoying song, because there are a bunch out there, it would have to be this song.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I don't know. I love this song.
Now, there he go. There he go. There he go. There he go.
See, you're automatically dancing.
But it's, imagine this. This is just on a loop over and over and over again.
Way at, way at, way at.
Then they had a remix, ice cream and cake and cake, ice cream and cake and cake. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't.
See, the annoyingness never stops. Hey, let us know for you what song is super, super annoying. You can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show.